Hi, I'm Peter Navarro, and I'd like to read for you now the introduction to my new book, The Well-Timed Strategy, Managing the Business Cycle for Competitive Advantage. As inexorably as the sun rises and sets, the business cycle moves from a bright and healthy expansion and prosperous peak to a dark and often difficult recessionary trough, and then back once again to prosperity. Over the course of this often dangerous economic roller coaster, the fortunes of most companies quite literally ebb and flow, while at least some companies, caught totally unaware by the advent of recession, will tumble down that trapdoor of bankruptcy, often never to rise again. Over the course of the business cycle, so too is it that thousands of jobs are created in boom times, while thousands more are again lost when things inevitably go bust. Meanwhile, millions of stock market investors, from penny-pinching pensioners to master of the universe mutual fund managers, will watch their portfolios exuberantly grow, then troublingly shrink, and, if they are lucky or skilled enough, watch them grow once more again. Despite the profound impact that the business cycle has on the fortunes and fate of so many businesses, large and small, and the employees and investors that depend on them, you will not find a single book that offers a comprehensive guide to strategically and tactically managing the business cycle. This gaping gap on the managerial bookshelf is truly the black hole of corporate strategy. For it is arguably the case that the business cycle is one of the single most important determinants of corporate profitability and stock price performance. Moreover, this lack of a comprehensive guide to managing the business cycle is all the more astonishing because, as I will demonstrate shortly, the business cycle is not just fraught with numerous dangers. Its key expansionary and recessionary turning points also offer up a veritable cornucopia of profitable opportunities for the business cycle-sensitive corporate executive team. The purpose of this book is to teach you how to effectively and presciently exploit these considerable opportunities and thereby gain a powerful competitive advantage over your business rivals. I will do so by illustrating a comprehensive set of well-timed strategies and tactics that you can deploy over the six major areas of what I call master cyclist management. These master cyclist management areas encompass virtually every major activity of the modern corporation. They range from the functional areas of marketing, production, supply chain management, and human resources, to the all-important timing of capital expenditure programs, the equally timely execution of acquisition and divestiture strategies, and the intricate methods used not just to hedge business cycle risk, but also to tactically exploit its opportunities. Each of the well-timed strategies and tactics that this book introduces you to have all been battle-tested and proven to lead to superior performance. Each has been developed from the extensive research of the Master Cyclist Project conducted at the Paul Mirage School of Business at the University of California, Irvine. The goal of this five-year endeavor has been to answer this one very big question. How can the modern executive team strategically and tactically manage through the various recessionary and expansionary phases of the business cycle to gain competitive advantage over rivals? The quite literally hundreds of companies analyzed to answer this compelling question run the gamut from well-known behemoths such as DuPont and Citigroup that staff their own teams of economists and use their own sophisticated forecasting models to much smaller niche players such as ISIS and Xilinx that few have heard of but many executives can learn from. These companies also span the globe, from the Mexican cement giant Cemex and high-flying Singapore Airlines to the boutique Chinese real estate entrepreneur Soho China. So here's the organization of the book. Chapter 1 provides a brief overview of the concept of master cyclist management and the high stakes involved in managing or mismanaging the business cycle. Chapters 2 through 10 then use a host of highly entertaining real-world examples to illustrate each of the well-timed strategies and tactics of the master cyclist executive. Having established the overriding importance of managing the business cycle, I then illustrate in Chapter 11 how any business executive can learn to be his or her own economic forecaster using a relatively simple set of off-the-shelf forecasting tools and leading economic indicators. I hope, then, that you will enjoy this book as much as I have enjoyed researching and writing it. It truly offers a treasure trove of managerial insights. And these are not mine, but rather those of the finest strategic minds running some of the best companies in the world. So, on behalf of the hundreds of members of the research team who contributed to the Master Cyclist Project, I can therefore confidently echo these words of the author of Good to Great, Jim Collins, who, in similar circumstances, had this to say. Our 5-year quest yielded many insights, a number of them surprising and quite contrary to conventional wisdom. But one giant conclusion stands above the others. We believe that almost any organization can substantially improve its stature and performance, perhaps even become great, if it conscientiously applies the framework of ideas we've uncovered.